At Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Sunday after Christmas this past year, I traveled home as I typically do during that week following Christmas to New Year's, spend some time with family and visiting friends. And we celebrated a Christmas dinner, albeit on the 26th instead of the 25th, at my parents' house. And then during the week, I would drive over to my home parish and can celebrate the Mass, their morning Mass there. My parents always attend that weekday Mass. Well, one day, my parents came into the church, and I noticed Mom was wearing a mask, something she hadn't been doing the days before. And afterwards, she, as I spoke to them in the narthex, she said that she thinks she has a head cold, but she decided to wear a mask out of precaution. And then she told me, said, "Now, I don't want you to come over to the house today as you had planned because I don't want you to get sick." And of course, that's just like a mother wanting to protect their children, although this child is 58 years old, wanting to protect their children, showing them love. And of course, by extension, she also wanted to make sure that I didn't get sick so as not to be able to pastorally care for the parish family here at Our Lady. Well, speaking of Our Lady, I think it's important for us to pay attention when Mary, our mother, has anything to say. And she doesn't say a lot in today's gospel reading, but what she does say, I think, is pretty powerful. So, setting the scene at the wedding in Cana, Mary has been invited to this wedding, as well as Jesus and his disciples as well. And during the course of this wedding, this celebration, the wine starts going out. And Mary goes to her son and says, "They're out of wine." And Jesus responds, "Well, that's none of my business. Why are you mentioning that to me?" And we don't know exactly the rest of the conversation, or at least nothing else is reported in the gospel. But you have to imagine, probably she's like, "Well, I want you to do something about it." And Jesus said, "Well, it's not my concern. Why, it's not in my business." But then as a good mother, she turns around and then tells the servants, "He's going to tell you what to do. Do you go do it?" In other words, basically telling her son, you are going to do something about it. Do whatever he tells you. Those are the words that Mary says to those servants. It demonstrates Mary's faith. First off, her faith that her son will do something about it, will not allow this celebration to become a dishonorable event by the running out of the wine. But it also demonstrates Mary's faith that her son can do something about it. And of course, her faith was quite justified. Do whatever he tells you. Demonstrates the faith of the servers. So they filled them to the brim. Here are these large jugs of water. And they're not bringing a hose to fill them up. They're not taking them to a tap inside of the house. They have to carry them to the town's well. They have to lower down the bucket into the well, bring it back up and fill it, and do that many, many times to fill up these large urns. And then, of course, carry what now has become quite heavy back to the celebration. And then Jesus says, now take some of this to the head server. Knowing that nothing's happened, they just brought over water. But their faith said, something has happened. And of course, when the server tasted it and recognized a wine of fine vintage, they understand their faith was rewarded. Do whatever he tells you. It demonstrates the faith of the disciples. As it says at the end of today's gospel, and his disciples began to believe in him. This is the first step in John's gospel. This is the first sign in John's gospel. But the first step for the disciples to come to a greater realization of who they were in the company of. Yes, a great teacher. Yes, a healer, but there's something more. And with each and every miracle that occurs, the realization that this man is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, continues to grow. So what about Jesus' modern-day disciples? What about us? Are we ready to follow Mary's advice? Do whatever he tells you. After all, Mary is not just Jesus' mother, but our mother. And so she cares for us. She loves us. She wants the best for us. She wants to protect us, just as any mother would do. Do whatever he tells you isn't just a suggestion. But it is a way of life. When we accept what Jesus tells us, when we agree to do what it is he tells us, to follow the path, it leads to eternal life. And it also satisfies our innermost longing, that of our God. But the problem is, we don't always do whatever he tells us. We don't do it because maybe it takes control of our life out of our hands and puts it in God's hands. Maybe as we look upon someone who is in need, we instead start judging the choices they have made. Maybe we said we have our own priorities in our life. And that is way down the list. There are many, many, many reasons why we don't follow Mary's advice. There are many, many reasons why we don't follow our Lord as well as we should. But when she urges us to do whatever he tells you. She knows that is what is best for us, her children. She knows that that is what will satisfy us and ultimately lead us to eternal life in heaven. My dear friends, in just a few moments, that same Lord who changed water into wine, that same Lord who calmed the stormy sea, that same Lord who performed miracle cure after miracle cure, that same Lord who gave up his life on the cross for our salvation, that same Lord who was raised from the dead will be with us. He will be up here on this altar, and then he will offer himself for us to receive him in Holy Communion. This is the one that Mary asks us, do whatever he tells you. The faith that we have is that he truly is here. And it tells us that when we do whatever he tells you, it will result in God rejoicing in us. It will rejoice in God accepting us as his children. And it will ultimately result in eternal life in heaven.